a drunk, a ginger, a virgin, and a guy that picks up tin cans on the side of the road. We're not only good friends, we are Jesters and Jerks. I'm Clay the Jerk. JestersandJerks.com is where you can find us. We have Tyler.
What's up?
We got Mike the Tin Man.
Fuck y'all.
And we got Will, our little gingerbread boy.
You know it.
What's up, guys? It's a long time coming. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. I want to share something right quick off the bat. I texted Tyler a little bit ago, and I'm like, fucking damn, man, I can't believe we're actually doing this shit. I'm wired and ready to fucking entertain. Tyler goes, sounds like something a first-time stripper would say. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, huh, you got ones, I got moves. You know? You know what I'm saying?
Just left me speechless. I was just like, wow.
Tyler's just like, damn. I mean, that just came off the bat. So, guys, that's what we're about. We have Twitter accounts, All About Michael. Chunky Purple Kid is @TylerOG. I am @JesterClay. The Tin Man doesn't have one yet, but we're quite working on that. And Will is – Will, what's yours? I can never pronounce that.
Which one?
Your Twitter, sir.
Liam.
Spell it for the guys.
LLIAM.
Two L's?
Two L's.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
and I'm at Jester Tyler OG.
Yes, Jester Tyler OG. I'm sorry, guys. So hopefully this will be a good podcast. We got some fun stuff to talk about. I called Tyler totally shit-faced last week. I was at work and starting for some inventory stuff, and I work retail management, and called my wife, and I'm like, hey, baby, I need some scotch, and she was cooking ribs that night, so I'm like, I need some scotch for the ribs and a little bit for me, of course, and she just started a new job, and I don't know how the conversation went, guys, but all of a sudden she's talking about how her and her coworker went down in an elevator. And I'm like,
what?
Dude, seriously.
Dude, what?
She's like, me and a coworker are going down in an elevator. Now, you guys know me well enough where my mind's going right off the bat. My
yeah,
wife,
mine kind of did the same thing.
Right.
My
wife and this other chick are going down in an elevator. I've been married to Lisa. Well, I've been with Lisa for 20 years. Almost, well, 21 years. I've been trying to tag that bitch in an elevator for that long. She's at this new job for a month, and she's going down in an elevator with a chick. You know? Now, I know that's not what she meant, but whose mind isn't going there? You know?
So, as soon as you said it, I took it that way,
dude,
too.
I'm telling you, right? I mean, come on. So, I mean, I was just screwed for the rest of the day. You know? So I get home, and I got my two-year-old Maverick, and he cries 95% of the time. So I'm like, I'm going to play this little game. So I'm like, every time this little bastard cries, I'm going to take a shot of scotch. Well, about 2 hours later and half a bottle later, I'm calling Tyler saying, dude, you never guess what just happened. I have something awesome for the podcast. So 2 hours into it, I am like obliviated, like worse than our wild Saturday night PvP nights. You know what I mean? I'm just like,
really?
Yeah, dude, I'm like drunk Clay. Tyler's like,
when he was on the phone talking to me, he spent 10 seconds trying to pronounce podcast. He's like, the pod.
Really?
Pod. I sound it out, man. Podcast. There you go. He was completely wasted.
Yeah, well, it was bad. Mikey's had a couple of them nights with me.
Oh, it's been terrible.
So now I'm explaining to Tyler. I'm like, dude, I got some good stuff for the podcast. You know, just for the next week, track anything fun. Because to me, this is funny. I mean, to these people out there listening to us, may not be, but you guys, it's me. You know, drunk Clay always is just drunk Clay, you know. So now I'm pissed because I'm, like, drunk and it's, like, 6 o'clock in the evening. And so I'm like, okay, now every time he cries, I'm going to drink a glass of water and try and sober myself up. Well, an hour later, I'm totally sober, but pissed that I'm sober. You know, and it's like, you can't win. You know what I'm saying? You can't win. It was like, oh, man, it's just one of those weeks, you know.
So
one of those weeks where you want to take your boss's head and shove it up a camel's ass and let the Dune Coons have their way with them, you know. You know, it's one of those things.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Mikey, what you got, man? I heard you wanted to vent a little bit.
I don't know if you guys have been
paying a whole lot of attention to the music scene lately. But there's a little group of music that is rather oblivious to the fact that they suck entirely at everything that they do.
That would just be Justin Bieber music.
It is referred to as hick hop.
Hick hop. That's good country, huh?
I kid you not. This is a genre of music that is becoming popular.
Really?
Who's singing that?
It is rap for even more retarded people.
Oh, my gosh.
You going to sing a little for us, Bob?
I listened to 10 seconds and I was done. It is essentially rap where they sound out the words because they don't remember what they are.
I'm tempted to Google this now.
I am, too.
Look for someone named Big Schmo.
Big Schmo.
What? Who Schmo?
Big
Schmo. Yeah, third thing on YouTube.
So Schmo is what?
He is S-M-O. Hick Hopper.
Well, no, I know who Schmo is. I was asking how to spell it.
S-M-O.
Dude, you guys got to remember, fucking Will already got me, like, I'm 9 beers into this because Will, I swear to God, I texted him last week and I'm like, I'm stoked for Tuesday. Are you? He goes, yeah, I'm stoked. It's you. He comes back on Sunday like, dude, Tuesday's bad. I got to hang out with my friends and play Smite. I'm like, what? I love you, Will. You're like my kid, man.
You're killing me, bro.
You're killing me, son.
You're killing me.
Big old ginger baby.
Well, let's be honest. Smite's not that good anyways. It's a good game, don't get me wrong. But it has a lot of faults, like its servers.
Guys, servers. There's a lot of good games out there. You know, for the people listening, we all met on WoW. You know, and WoW is my baby. You know, I've tried Guild Wars 2. Will and Mike and Tyler are really into the game scene. I'm just a WoW baby, man. I mean, you want games, we'll talk games. These guys can out-game me. They can out-DPS me. They can out-heal me. They can out-tank me. These guys just carry my ass no matter whatever game I try. I played Smite for a day, and I'm like, you know what?
Oh,
no, fuck that, you know?
He got so mad. We were playing against computers, and they wrecked him. He's like, F it, I'm done with this game. Never play it again.
I can only use the excuse that I'm drunk so many times before these guys know I'm calling bullshit.
I know, right?
I was just about to say that.
I just got a quick. What? This is terrible.
It's popular.
This is terrible. It has 1.6 million views almost. This is terrible.
What is it?
Wait, somehow that is popular.
Big Smo Hick Ross? What?
I'm listening to Boss of the Sticks right now.
Is that supposed to be Rick Ross? But Hit Ross?
It is terrible.
Like I said, it is rap for people who really don't want to try at it.
Who's going to sing some? Tyler, sing somebody. You're a good singer.
What?
Yeah.
You don't
Come on, Virgin
it, Clay.
Boy, sing it.
Clay, Wait. You don't sing it. You say it.
Well, say
what?
It.
Big Smo?
Talking like this.
Do we need to fucking pull out dueling banjos in Deliverance right now?
Oh, it would be better if you did.
I'm watching this video. I don't even know what's going on.
Hey,
what?
All right.
Sticks.
Play.
Yes, sir.
Imagine country music singers
singing
their songs to a beat.
Oh, yeah. That's not cool.
That is hick hop.
Yeah, that's...
And it is somehow popular.
That's not cool. You know,
How
I'd
did
love,
you find
I...
out about that?
My dad told me about it. He was as much disturbed about it as I was.
I don't even know about this. I'm watching it and like, what the heck is going on? I'm 30 seconds into it and I'm already speechless.
I'm the boss of the sticks.
Wow.
That is my faith in humanity. He just
that's where this
going out the window,
going, man. You know, it's like the, like we're all on the East Coast, and I think I'm closer to Maine than all of you guys. I'm not going to say where I'm at. I'm just going to say I'm close to Maine. You know, I could be to Maine very quick. And this Ebola. You know, I mean, have you guys heard about this Ebola shit going on?
Yeah, we're carting people into the country.
Wait a minute. That's not the deal. They're bringing these guys into an airport in Maine.
That's... Whoa.
What?
In Maine!
I heard it was in Georgia, like Atlanta.
No, they're coming to Maine, and they're refueling, and then they're bringing these diseased, sick fucks down to Atlanta. So I'm like, all right, cool. You know, are we going to have the North and the South again? Who's going to get affected first? The guys from Maine or the guys from Atlanta? You know,
Atlanta,
I mean,
it's a dirty place.
Dude, Atlanta is a dirty place. The whole South is a dirty place. I mean, they got woodsheds down south for a reason. Let's go fishing, son. It's a holy day. You got a pretty mouth. You know?
What?
You know, I mean, come on. Bring in people with a bowl. Now, I get that these people, I think they're antigen, whatever it is.
Sound it out.
SIM or whatever it's called. It's some church relief garbage that, you know.
I don't even know what you're trying to say.
It's, yeah, totally. I read it earlier, and I read it an hour ago. And I still,
yeah,
it's like,
it.
It's like some church group that's going over and they're trying to help these people with Ebola. Now, we all know Ebola is like worse than AIDS ever thought of being. You know, I mean,
90% kill rate, doesn't it?
Right. It's nasty, nasty stuff. There's no cure for it. There's nothing for it. But once again, it's like cancer. There's a cure for it. But look how much money the government makes if they say, hey, we don't have a cure. You know, charitable donations, all this other garbage. But why bring them over to the United States? Don't we have enough issues? You know,
obviously not.
We don't need to deal with Ebola too. You know, we're still dealing with the ragheads and the camel jockeys, the sand niggers and the dune coons. You know, we gotta fucking deal with Ebola too.
I don't think you can get any more offensive in like one sentence than you just got.
Well, dude, you know what? I'm the jerk. I'm the drunk. You get what you get. You know, I'm not gonna bullshit it, Will. That's what it is. You know, I mean, we got our own issues. Send them to fucking Canada. Yeah. What is she doing? Let Dominic Parrington deal with them.
At least they have free healthcare.
Right, free healthcare, man. You know, we're using our tax dollars for this guy with Ebola. You know, let's send him to Maine and to Georgia. Let's fuck up the East Coast. Send him to California. That's where all the fucked up rich people are. You know, East Coast. Send him to freaking Colorado where Wes is or something, you know.
Oh, man.
Rocky Mountain High, you know.
Here's a better idea. Just not bring him over.
Right. You know, send him to Afghanistan. Infect them motherfuckers. Let's save a nuke. Let's give them all Ebola. You know, that's an awesome thing right there. You know? Unbelievable.
I think it sounds awesome because you're drunk.
Well, in case we want to offend anyone else.
Right, you know? Jesus Christ. It's just nuts. Tell me you guys don't agree with that.
I don't even know what to think.
You don't. It's
get rid of Ebola, not use it as a weapon.
You know, dude, you use it as a weapon. Let's use it as a weapon. What? It's the perfect weapon. There's no cure. You know?
Play for president 2016.
Dude, I'm 2016 with my credit rating. Yeah, right. Once they listen to this podcast, I'm going to be like, yeah, that fucker, uh-huh. Yeah. I'm like, Jesus Christ. It's like, god damn, I mean, let's send everybody from frickin', what, San Diego, San Francisco. Let's send all the San Franciscans over to frickin' Afghanistan. Let's infect them with AIDS. You know, AIDS and Ebola, we win. Done. You know? All you need is Jeff Dunham over there to get him to laugh.
Oh, my gosh. Freaking Jeff Dunham.
You know? That fucking puppet peanut.
That didn't make any sense.
It doesn't need to make sense. You laugh.
It needs to make some sense, Clay. They have to be able to follow our thoughts.
You know that comedian Gabriel Iglesias?
No, I don't.
Oh, he's hilarious.
The fat and fluffy dude?
Yes.
He's coming out with a movie, I think. It was either on, like, the 25th or the 5th. I don't even remember. What was it called? Gosh dang it. Hold on.
Oh, you know what sucks, guys? I fucking forget to hit record.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, dude.
I was going to say, like, I'm done. I was going to find you and kill your ass. So.
No, man, I got record hit.
Oh, my gosh, I almost had it.
The little circle's gray and white, so, yeah, it's not red. So, yeah, my old man just says, time to call me Baba Booey. You know, Howard Stern, he's always fucking up, you know.
Wait, you said it's gray and white?
Yeah.
And not red?
It's not red.
Which red normally means it's recording, doesn't it?
No.
Yeah.
No, we're good. Sure? Don't tell
me. You said it was green and gray.
No, whatever. It's recording. Don't worry, guys. We're recording. It's good.
Now you gotta be worried.
Yeah, really.
If in like an hour this is finished, and you're like, oh, hey, we need to do it again. I'm going to kill you.
No, dude, we're good. See, because it says right now, oh, shit.
Did you press stop?
No, we're good.
Why did we give this job to the drunk person?
We're good, guys. Guys, we are good. Trust me. The pause button, the pause button's green. The stop button's red. We're good. I saw, and I know it's a little outdated. I'm wicked outdated with movies anyway. And I know Tyler has a couple he wants to talk about. But I saw The Lone Survivor with Wahlberg, right?
Yeah.
Dude, awesome movie. The graphics on that, I mean, true story, guys. Shows you how screwed up our government really is. Here we are trying to send a shuttle with human beings to Mars. But yet, these poor bastards fighting a war in Afghanistan. Have you guys seen The Lone Survivor yet?
Where did from Mars come in?
Well, hang on, it will. All right. So Lone Survivor is a real op story about an ops called Red Wing. And they're trying to go after this big Taliban guy who kills Marines and our soldiers. And they drop him off in the mountains in Afghanistan or wherever the fuck it is. And the whole story revolves around, 99% of the story revolves around the communications errors that our soldiers have. They have a satellite phone, and then they have their ops radio. Their ops radio goes out because of the mountains. They have a little antenna that they wave in the air like, hey, can you hear me yet? You know what I mean? It's kind of one of those Verizon moments. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? You know, but they never fucking listen to these guys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now they got the sat phone. You know, I mean, we got cellular phones and shit like that, and we got reception everywhere. Now, satellites are like, we got like, you know, probably a million floating around the earth. And our soldiers have these sat phones on them. And because they're in the mountains in Afghanistan, their sat phones don't work. Oh, my son's crying. Time to take a shot of scotch.
Oh, God.
I'm out of scotch, you lucky bastards. So, four guys died on this gruesome battle because our communications system sucks for our soldiers. You know, I mean, here we are on Skype. I can text Will. I can text Tyler. I can call Mikey on a cell phone. But when you get out to them, countries over by Europe, all this shit, like, it's like third world country stuff. You know, you might as well have your rotary dial back. So we're trying to send these people to Mars. We're trying to colonize the moon. And if you guys have read anything on science, we're trying to – they want to make oxygen on Mars too. So how the hell do you expect to communicate with these people on Mars when you can't even get proper satellite phones for these poor motherfuckers fighting these terrorists in Afghanistan? You know, I mean, it's pretty sad. So this was a true story in you know, I'm going to give away where I live, but one of the guys that actually died in that lives in the next town over.
Really?
Yeah. His last name, Lisa, his last name was Healy. Yeah, she's ignoring. She's listening to the country fest thing on frickin' AMC or whatever channel it's on.
Listen to Hickoff?
Yeah, Hickoff. But I think the guy's name was Dan or Michael Healy. He's actually in the next town over, and it was a pretty sad story. I didn't know the guy, but having somebody in next town over die on an op, with five guys because of lack of communication, you know, that sucked a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, it was one of those stories where it really wakes you up. And, you know, my dad's a Vietnam vet, and he watched the movie, and he's like, damn, you know, are you shitting me? And, you know, I don't think us people over here get what they're going through and understanding how bad our government is in giving our soldiers the proper equipment that they need, which is, you know, gone on and on. It's been in the papers for, what, 10 years now, 13 years since, you know, 2001, you know, trade towers and whatnot. So I don't want to bring this up now, guys, instead at the end of the show, because I feel it's that important. I put a donate button up on our website, guys, at justiceandjerks.com. We had talked about an amount where donations, we have to pay for the website, you know, and whatnot, and upkeep. And that doesn't cost a whole lot, but this is what I want to do. And I think all of us agreed on it, except for Mikey. I don't think I involved Mikey in this, but Mikey's involved now. Donations go to my PayPal account, which is totally legit. And we agreed to give a quarter of every dollar donated to Wounded Warriors Foundation, which I think is a really good foundation to give to. It's one of these foundations that that mean a lot. Instead of 25 cents, I actually want to donate any donations that we have. I want to give 50 cents of every dollar to Wounded Warrior Foundation, just because I think it's the right thing to do. Now, we're non-profit. We're not going to take this money and run. It's going to update the website, you know, buy equipment for us to keep the podcast going and whatnot. I'm just starting out, but I really think, you know, that something like that really needs to be addressed, where, you know, our warriors coming home don't get the care they need. You look at the Walter Reed Center and all the scandals going on with the VA and how they're misappropriating funds. Holy shit, I just used a big word. Yeah, dude, you like that?
Hold the phone here.
Holy shit.
How do you play?
You know, you guys should be proud of me, you know? And it's like serious business right now, you know? So that's all I wanted to say about that. I know Tyler saw a couple of movies that he wanted to talk about.
Oh, yeah. What was it, last weekend or so? I went and saw Lucy with my dad. It was a pretty – yeah, I thought it was a good movie, I guess. It's a big sci-fi movie. It's about this lady who has, like, a drug put inside of her. She's forced into this drug-running operation. And these, like, Chinese or Japanese mobsters put the drug inside of her, and she'll take it to the United States unwillingly, and then they do the whole transfer and whatnot. But the bag of drugs busts open inside of her, and this is some new experimental drug that enables you to use more of your brain power. There's the whole thing that, you know, humans only use 20% of their brain, or 15, whatever. And this drug enables her 10?
Yeah, 10.
And the drug enables her to use up to, like, as she's absorbing more and more, she increases throughout the movie. Like, one scene she'll be at 30, and next she's at 50. And it's a pretty crazy movie. Me and my dad went to it seeing, because Scarlett Johansson, she's
smoking hot, man, smoking hot.
That's the main reason we went to see the movie, pretty much.
You know, and,
understandable.
I really thought that you were talking about Will, you know, busting a pill in some lady, you know.
What?
You know what I'm saying? Until you said it gave her until you said it gave her brain power, because any chick Will has ever done has turned her retarded. You know.
Oh, is that
so? He's
that
done nothing then.
He's done nothing.
All the chicks are good.
They're all good, man.
Well, so my dad and I go seeing this. We're like, all right, so we're going to see Scarlett Johansson busting some people up. And then there's not really much action to it. It's more of on the sci-fi side of things. And, I mean, it's really cool visuals seeing, because she eventually, once she gets up to, like, 90%, she goes, like, super crazy and gains this, like, omnipotence kind of thing. Like, she's seeing everything happen. And the visuals are just really cool. It, like, sees outer space and everything. And the visuals were just amazing, looking at the universe and all the stars and everything. But so my dad and I were walking out of it. We're kind of depressed because we were thinking, you know, we're going to see some cool action and whatnot, but there wasn't much.
Uh-huh.
And my dad's like, you know, I think we should have went and saw Hercules because that was our other option.
Like, Hercules, dude.
And he's like, yeah, I think Hercules has been a better choice. And I was thinking, yeah, probably Hercules. And I'm like, yeah, there weren't any other movies to watch. He's like, you know, honestly, I think I probably would have went and seen Planes instead of this.
Planes is pretty good, man. I've seen Planes. That's good. So, Tyler, be honest. You said there was no action in that movie. Tell me you didn't have your first wet dream thinking about Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, my gosh. No.
Are you serious?
No. Bro, probably don't know what that is.
Do you know what that is?
Yes.
You sure? Our yes. Little virgin boy.
Oh, man.
Hey,
think about it for a second. Are you positive?
I'm pretty positive.
We've had some miscommunication a few times where he thought he knew what it was, and it turns out when he explained it, it totally wasn't
totally
it.
Totally different. I think I was involved in one of them conversations. It was, you know, I think we were doing one of those BGs, and we caught him off guard, and we all made fun of him, you know?
Well, like, if you give him some time, he'll Google it, and then he'll come back at you. And
Urban Dictionary.
Yeah.
Definitely.
He's probably Googling wet dream right now, actually.
No.
Tyler, give us the Urban Dictionary meaning of wet dream.
All right, let's see here.
Urban he was Dictionary prepared next. Beforehand.
Yeah, I was going to say, I hear him, like, typing it in. He's probably opening up another thing, like, I hate you, Clay, in the Google URL or something.
What?
You want to give me a beer?
Was it what you thought it was?
God.
Yes, but the Urban Dictionary definition. Oh my gosh.
My daughter will not give me a beer. This is not cool. Hey.
Do you want to hear the definition?
I want to hear the definition.
All right, straight from Urban Dictionary, number one. What happens when you avoid your wiener for too long and it decides to flat out revenge?
Flat out revenge. All right, what's the second meaning?
When a boy or a man, all right, has a sexy dream.
Now, here's the thing. Your mother is listening to this podcast, is she not?
Probably.
You're so screwed. We might as well say goodbye to Tyler now, guys. You know. We might as well say goodbye.
It's been good seeing you, good friend.
Yeah, yep. It's been nice seeing you, my man. Well, it's not as bad as me calling Will one night, and Will's working out with his mom, watching her do squats.
What?
Yes. What? Well, every time you say this, it gets more and progressively worse.
What do you mean, every time I say it?
This is like the fourth time you brought it up, and like it started off a little bit wrong, and then it went from like really bad to like terrible.
Dude, all I'm saying is I called you one night and you're like, I'm working out with my mom. And I'm like, what is she doing? You're like, she's doing squats. And I'm like, you're watching her do squats? And you're like, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god. I'm not even.
What?
You killed me. You killed me.
Dude, you're killing me.
We were doing yoga. I don't know why that.
So you're doing
why were you doing yoga?
You were demonstrating your flexibility to your mother, huh?
No, because it was. I was helping her work out because. Trying to get her to do stuff, like to work out. I'm trying to get her to work out more because she wants to work out more. And, like, you know, she's like, oh, I'll do it, and then just doesn't do it. So I'm helping her with the push. And that was my first push, but she couldn't really do it that well.
So if I was to help your mom push, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
That's a bad thing.
Why? You don't want me pushing your mom?
Yeah, no, I don't.
Dude, I'll work that bitch up in so many ways.
I'd rather you not.
Well, this whole conversation just went south.
It went rapidly.
Were we talking about a movie?
About Lucy and planes,
Willis,
and then this.
Will, is your mom Lucy? See, I just tied it back in.
Oh, is that how this? You thought this all out, didn't you?
I kind of sort of did. Yeah.
No. I tied it back in by saying we were talking about a movie, and you're just like, Will's mom?
Oh, my gosh.
She's got an obsession with my mom.
I do.
I think he has an obsession with everyone's mom.
Every time, like, wherever in Skype or anything, she walks in, he goes, oh, dude, is that your mom? Put her on.
Have you guys seen The Breakfast Club? You've all seen The Breakfast Club. Tell me you have, with Molly Ringwald and them guys, Breakfast Club.
Nope. No.
I prefer not to watch it.
Well, no, have you seen it? Because Tyler is definitely that little nerdy bastard on there that gets picked on. I think his name is Brian. So if you guys watch The Breakfast Club, and Tyler is Brian, you know, hey, Dad. You know what I'm saying? With his little smile and his little dimples. I'm telling you. Anybody that listens to this podcast, that watches, that has ever watched The Breakfast Club, Tyler is just like that kid, Brian. You guys,
holy crap.
Yeah.
This guy looks like a stud.
Who, Brian?
Brian.
Oh, Tyler. Well, Tyler wanted to be – we came over with our names, and I'm like, I'm the jerk. You know, Mikey's the Tin Man. I'm like, Tyler, what are we going to call you? He goes, the stud. I'm like, okay, buddy, let's throw a picture of you on there. He goes, no.
Not much of a stud if you don't want to show off.
You know?
Like when he was making his bio, he made it like, oh, I'm the best and the big man of the group. Like, just like.
Oh, so like all those kids did back when MySpace was a thing.
Yeah. Well, no, like it was also like when we were playing DayZ once and he was talking to another dude and he's like, as soon as he opened up this mic to this dude, he went, oh, yeah, down the corner and around the way. Like, what?
I realized that the other day when I was driving home from church one night, and my mom and I went to the drive-thru.
Church, dude, you got to bring up religious shit. Go ahead. Carry on. I'm going to grab a beer. We're talking about church.
You're killing me. And go through the drive-thru, and mom's like, all right, get the bean burrito, blah, 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 and all everything else. And I order, and then I realize, I'm like, holy crap, my voice sounded way deeper than it normally is. I don't know. It's just like a subconscious thing. I don't mean to, but when I talk to strangers, my voice gets a little bit deeper.
It's probably when you're talking to strangers that you don't see face to face. You're like, oh, yeah. Like, down the corner, around the way.
I'm going to be real honest. I think it's the little dog syndrome.
That could be it, yeah. My dog.
Gotta have the bigger bark.
My dog is a little dog, and she will run up to a greyhound and sit there and yip, 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 yip. And if they just like, oh, she runs
but,
back to
but
me.
But I'm
like,
not retarded, like, so I wouldn't do that.
Will, have you done, or not Will, Will's going to college, by the way, so, Will, what college are you going to? Schooling. Mm-hmm. What schooling are you doing this year, dude?
What, schooling?
Yeah.
What do you mean, like my degree?
Yeah.
Homeschooling.
My degree is currently in general IT.
Okay, cool. So you can run the website when you graduate then.
Yeah, when I go for my bachelor's, I'll be getting cybersecurity.
Oh, nice. So the world's real safe with a guy like Will running us.
Oh, good.
You know it.
I feel really safe now. You know, leave your doors unlocked, leave your computers on, he'll have your bank account and everything else. You know? So our boy Tyler... Tyler, has your mom done your back to school shopping yet?
What?
Yeah.
She bought me some new shorts, so okay. I guess.
Any pens or pencils, nothing like that?
Yeah, I think she bought some pencils the other day for the other kids, and I just got one.
For the other kids, and you got one?
Well, one depressing.
Pack. That is very depressing. Hey, I bought a 12 pack of pencils. Tyler, you can have one.
But the rest of the kids get. All of them.
You poor bastard. I feel bad for you.
No, I got one pack of pencils.
Dude, we need to get your mom on. Will your mom come on?
No, I don't want her on.
I'll talk dirty to her.
No.
I promise I'll get her off and she'll leave you alone.
No, see, she would pick up the mic and talk to you and you would say one word and she would probably, nope, and just put down the mic.
She'd be like, Tyler, get to bed.
Yeah, she would listen to you say probably like, hey, sexy mama, and she would just get up. Put the mic down, turn the computer off, and throw it out a window.
Dude, whose mom was that? I think I talked to yours once, Will, didn't I, when we were on WoW and I was totally oblivious? I think we actually had your mom on once, Will.
You're getting kind of low here, Clang.
I'm good now. I was thinking, so when I think, like...
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You're still pretty darn low.
Am I good now?
No.
No, you sound weird.
Oh,
no.
Don't tell me that. All right, talk.
Ruffle your microphone.
Lighter.
Hey, whoa. I don't want to hear you that much. I don't want to hear you that much.
You're good now.
So should I rub it?
No, now it's really low.
No,
again.
Don't rub it. Ruffle it.
All right, we ruffled now?
That was worse.
Getting farther away.
Clint. How much further away do you want me to get?
Now you're good.
Oh, God. Ladies and gentlemen, very professional here today.
Dude, I have not got my new headset.
Oh, God, you're a mile away.
Worse.
Happened again.
Guys, I haven't got my new headset. It'll be coming in this week.
What? I thought you got your new headset like 3 weeks ago.
God, I had to pay
with duct tape and hope.
I had to pay for this. I had to pay for that. I didn't get it.
Is it like sagging and it held up with duct tape and hope and shattered dreams?
It's the one that Maverick and Trinity both ruined on me.
Oh.
So, guys, we've been going for 45 minutes. Pretty good show. Do we want to keep going or what?
I don't care. Sure.
Might as well.
What else have you got to
talk about? Had another movie he wanted to talk about.
Dude, me and his mom, that's an awesome movie. Will saw that. He paid me $5. Put it on his fucking Facebook.
No one would want to see that.
Also, we do have a Facebook page, you know, facebook.com/JustForTheJerks. You want to give us a like, you know.
A like would be nice, or a lick. We'll take either or.
That too.
That too. We have, what else do we, oh, we got, what's our, Jesters and Jerks at, Jesters and Jerks for our
email.
Twitter.
Right. That too.
Yeah, that too. And our email is Jesters and Jerks at Jesters and Jerks. Tyler at Jesters and Jerks. I think
all our emails are on the website.
I think you already went over this. I don't think we need to go over
that
again.
All of our emails are on the contact page and whatnot. So what other movie you want to talk about, Bub?
What was it? Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh my God, that is such a good movie.
I didn't see it, but I'm probably going to Wednesday.
It's a really good movie.
I will go on a limb and say it's probably my favorite Marvel movie.
Really?
Yes. To date, yeah. Mine too.
Huh. Like, better than the Avengers?
Yeah.
Yep.
Dang.
Yep.
Like, they did a really good job portraying all the characters, especially Rocket. Rocket's my favorite.
See the raccoon?
Yes. I am Groot.
I heard that was his only line in the whole movie.
Nope, he has another one.
Yeah, well, he's got another word.
It's a surprise for everyone.
Alrighty, so Vin Diesel gets two lines in the whole movie.
It's really touching.
Okay. I wonder how much movie he gets, or how much money he got paid for that.
Well, he did repeat it a lot.
They could have just repeated the line.
He did it in different voices.
That one and Groot and the other dude, Drax?
Drax was good.
Drax was, he was pretty funny. Like a huge meathead, but he's kind of smart. But he's still meathead. And really... He's
really smart, but socially awkward.
Yeah.
Who, the main character?
No.
Drax.
Main character is just an ass. Like us. Good reason to see it.
Yeah, Drax is the gray dude with the red runes all over his body. Or tattoos.
How the heck do you spell that? Drax?
D-R-A-X, I think.
Duh, the same way you smell small. I mean, come on, really? You're as dumb as me, bro. What the fuck?
Hey, I got it by myself. I'm still appalled
that
you said,
get it by yourself,
was it misapportioned or whatever?
What?
What was that word that you used earlier, Clay?
What word?
When talking about the funds, like misapportioned or something?
Misappropriate?
Misappropriate.
Dude, that was a good word. I learned that word on Fox News with Megyn Kelly.
You learned it? You blew it all away when you said learn.
Dude, you know,
I was about to comment on that, too.
Guys, I'm telling you.
My education's the base.
It is. I got a New England education.
Right. I done learned it from Big Schmo.
Big fucking Schmo. He, dude, he's gotten a lot of plugs. That bastard ought to pay us.
How we won't get anything out of him. We might get a bottle of moonshine.
How many? I'll take moonshine. How many views was he at, Tyler?
1.6 million.
Okay, he's at 1.6.1 million now, because that's all we're going to have listening to this podcast is one.
Is that 1.6.1 million?
That's a...
No. You guys know what I mean.
Stop doing math, Clay. Stop.
You're hurting my head.
Well, that's not that hard.
Actually, listening to Will's voice makes me quite hard.
Well,
I don't even have like a comeback to that.
There's just nothing to say to that.
It really isn't. I was going to come up with something witty, but there's just nothing to come back to that.
Nothing witty, dude. I got you. The only one that might be able to come up with something is Mikey, but you have to give him about 30 seconds.
I'm too enjoyed to all of it.
Are you engrossed in this conversation, Michael?
I am very engrossed into it. It is great.
Nice.
Another big word for you.
It is. I do some big words once in a while.
Wait, have you been using my link at dictionary.com?
I have, sir. I love that link, dictionary.com. Another plug. It's a savior. It's an awesome website. It even gives a pronunciation key, which is really good.
I just can't believe you have like these moments of clarity when you're drunk where you're totally fine, and then you just go right back into being belligerently drunk. It'll be like totally serious face, everything, wouldn't even know you're drunk, and then you just go back to be like, yeah.
Your voice I'd bang your mom.
Yeah.
Well,
Clay's mind is like lightning when he's drunk. Brilliant flash, then it's gone.
Dude, it's great. I've known Will for, 6 years now, man, and it's been like that. So what's new, man? You know, I mean, it's me. It's me. That's why I have my choice of friends. They understand me. You know, I'll text Tyler and Will, and not Mikey much, but I'll text him, and the text will be like, even spell check. Is like,
doesn't know what he's trying to say.
Even spell check, like, what the fuck are you saying? But yet, Tyler and Will are like, all right, I got you. You know, it's like, okay, you know, I even get spell check messed up sometimes, you know.
You get most or some of the words remotely close to something that looks like English, and then I kind of get the gist of what you're saying.
Yeah, that's all that matters. You know, my wife after 21 years still has no clue, you know.
You see, we kind of got like how to speak the Clay language and read it after playing with you in WoW for so long.
Yeah,
but
you learned Clayneese.
Clayneese, like that's a new. You know, we got what? We got selfie. We got Aussie, the new Aussie when you take a group picture, and you got to have the arm in the Aussie, or it's not an Aussie.
Wait.
And then we have
an Aussie.
An Aussie. You haven't
that
heard that yet.
That sounds retarded.
Dude,
no, that
sounds
retarded.
You have the selfie, which is just the picture of you, which I think is fucking stupid. You know, a selfie, really? Are you that into yourself where you need to put? I mean, you know, if I see you every day, I don't need to see you on my fucking Facebook. You know.
Do you know that, I think it was the Center for Disease Control, has called selfie-itis a legitimate syndrome?
Really?
Yes, if you take, what was it, like, 3 or 4 or more selfies a day, you're, like, borderline selfie-itis. If you upload them to all the social media, you have, like, chronic selfie-itis. All
right, so here's the plan. We'll take cell phones, throw them over to Afghanistan, Siberia, Hamas, Israel. The Palestinians, we'll throw some of that way. We'll give them some Ebola, and we'll throw everybody from San Francisco over there. And we win again.
And then Jeff Dunham just for the hell of it again.
Dude, Jeff Dunham for the hell of it. I mean, when you're laughing, you're fucking and you're having a good time. You know, so.
Taking selfies. God.
We win. You know, we win. We win.
This doesn't make any sense again, Clay.
We're good. Carry on.
It would have made more sense if you said you would rain pigs on them.
Yeah.
Is that because they're Jewish and they can't eat pigs?
Speaking about pigs. Speaking about pigs, when Will was on vacation, I did a little something on our website and on Will's link page.
I don't like where this is going.
What? I gotta see this.
Well, you should go check that out, buddy. It's been up there for about a week and a half now, and you.
Oh god!
You haven't caught it.
Links we like, Will.
But yeah, it's under links we like, Will.
Oh my gosh.
I think you'll appreciate that, buddy.
Squeal like a pig. My comment on the right side says, yep, that's Will.
So
you should just leave that there.
I'm definitely leaving that there.
I have no words for that.
You don't, sir. Except for Sue, you know?
At least take the yep, that's Will off. But come on.
Bro, I said, and I told
Which
Michael
ones
this,
will?
I said, you know what? You all have the password to the webpage, and the only page they can't touch is your actually profile page. Every other page is totally game. And I decided to put that up there, and you can't touch it, sir, until we all agree.
Dueling Banjos, what?
Dude, Dueling Banjos, that is, I love the movie Deliverance, man. That's just like...
Was that like Brokeback Mountain?
No, well, parts of it are, if you can see by the pig. I mean, Will, can you squeal for us?
No.
Can you, Mom?
No.
I was actually just talking to her.
Oh, your mom's in the room?
Yeah, no, not now.
Run, Mom. Run.
Oh, yeah, I muted it. I didn't want you to hear that. I don't want to hear her. Because all you would have been doing is like, oh, dude, put her on. Put her on. No.
Come on, buddy.
I'm not going to put her on.
I'm telling you, put her on.
No. No.
Dude, we'll get more donations if you put her on.
I doubt it.
I'm try, man, you know?
Just stop saying put her on. My mind is going the wrong way.
Can I ride her like a pig? Slap her ass a couple times?
Alrighty now.
That's for her to decide.
We'll pimp this mom out. Don't let him lie.
I really don't like where this is going anymore. Good.
Let's be honest, no one really liked where this was going.
Yeah, I don't feel comfortable with this conversation.
Will gets all insecure. He's like,
I need an adult.
I am an adult.
Clay's talking about my mom again.
Well, I'm trying to like censor myself and, you know.
Dude, this isn't like,
why?
This is like
Clay has insulted everyone.
He really has. I don't want to be dragged down with him.
Dude, you've already been dragged down time over and time over. You know?
That's bent over, Clay.
The second you guys bent over, the second you guys became my friends, you got dragged down to my level. And Tyler's the most influential one. He's my stalker.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't even deny that, Tyler.
I forgot about that, yeah. You know,
my little stalker. I need somebody to look up to. Somebody that gives me candy in a van with a teardrop in the back window. You know?
I don't even know.
Tyler's calling his dad. Dad, I need help, quick. I fucked up.
Dad, I have friends and they scare me now.
What do I do?
This drunk one keeps talking about banging people's moms.
Milf Hunter.
That will be a TV show here soon.
Yeah, it will.
Storage War, Bounty Hunter. Sure, MILF Hunter, let's go with it.
That works.
I'd watch it.
Michael, how many tin cans you got in your bedroom, buddy?
They're in the basement now.
They're in the basement.
What else do you have in your basement, Michael?
I prefer to keep that to myself.
Wow, that's sad. So, come on, buddy. What do you got in your basement? Tell us. Enlighten us.
Maybe not so legal things.
Like, you know, brake engine. You know, it puts lotion on its skin, or it gets the hose type of deal, or.
No, that's only for Will on his off days.
Okay, Will, you're into lotion, buddy. So am I.
He's into being dominated and. Wells. I don't know what the well's about.
Oh, is he like Pulp Fiction? Pulp. Wow, here we go. Is he like Pulp Fiction? Ball gag type of deal?
Huh. If only it was that simple. Custom fitted latex.
I'm feeling uncomfortable where this conversation's going in.
Let's steer this somewhere else, shall we?
Most definitely, guys. Most definitely.
So, anybody know when college football starts?
What football?
No.
College football?
I have no clue.
Is that a thing?
Is that even interesting anymore?
Yes.
Okay, when does college football start?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking you people.
Will, when does college football start?
I think it's August 27th is the first day.
All right, we need people to Twitter at Jester Tyler OG so he knows when college football season starts. I know NFL starts pretty soon, like within the next 40 days. But I'm not into football, you know, guys slapping each other's ass, rolling on the ground.
Overpaid money.
You're totally
dry
into
humping
that.
Each other.
You're totally into that, Clay. Don't
Dude.
Lie.
Yeah. No, I'm a baseball man. I'm a baseball man. I'm actually kind
of. He's got to see him bend.
I'm kind of actually heartbroken. I'm a Boston Red Sox fan, and I've gone to quite a few games. And one of my big guys, Papelbon, got traded last year or the year before, which kind of upset me. So I haven't been to a Sox game since, and they got rid of Lester. And I think John Lester's with the Oakland A's now, if I'm not mistaken. I'm sure people will correct me on that. But, yeah, so Red Sox Nation is going downhill really quick.
You know, all five of you?
All five of us. <You know? laughs> it kind of sucks, you know. Waiting for basketball season, you know. Nothing like, who said this? Nothing like watching a bunch of monkeys running down a court chasing a ball. You know.
Well, I think we've hit every single racist
we
turn.
Have hit every
I think
one.
I think you know. We have. That is quite impressive.
Was, you know that was
good job.
I was
Clay.
Not the first guy to say that. I am not.
It won't be the last either.
I could.
That is impressive that you have been able to offend every race.
It is.
In,
I haven't.
Under an hour.
Hasn't.
I haven't.
Hasn't.
I haven't offended the Alliance yet, but that's coming in WOD. Mikey, when's WOD coming out?
They haven't released. August 14th, they're coming out with some live stream or whatever where they show the cinematic and the release date.
So when are they doing the prerequisites where you get all, like, the good shit? Like oh,
pre-orders?
Yeah,
the,
no. I'm not pre-ordering W.
The pre-event, you mean?
Pre-event, yes, sir.
Beats me.
I don't know.
WoW's down to, like, 6.8 million players. That's
it's
lower than it was in vanilla.
It's sad. Sad.
Yeah.
So what game are they playing now, guys? What's the game? What's the game of games?
League of Legends.
I can't. I,
12 to 13 million active accounts.
Jesus, huh? Well, you who's still playing Guild Wars 2? Mike, you still playing Guild Wars 2 or you over with Guild Wars 2?
No. I got bored of Guild Wars 2 2 months after playing it.
I did.
Yeah,
Guild
me
Wars
too.
2 is like, blah, you know? Guild Wars 2 is my smite. It's not my thing. You know? But I haven't subscribed to WoW and. I don't know. The last time I played was, what are we now? July. I played in May. And I'm like, what the hell am I paying $15 a month for? I can give $15 to Tyler's mom and have my way. You know, but I haven't done that either, so I'm saving money all the way on now.
We're in August, dude.
It's going to take a couple.
We're only what? Oh, yeah, we are. August 5th, so I'm a month. I'm 5 days out of the month. I'm sorry, boss.
All right.
Sorry.
It's going to take them like 5 days to save up, or not 5 days. It's going to take them like 5 weeks to save up $15, Tyler. You okay?
You're good, Tyler, for 5 more weeks. And then you'll have lunch money. Don't worry. She'll give you $2.50 out of that pot.
Oh, my God.
And you'll be good, you know.
I'm probably going to get a very angry phone call by the time this is published.
Yes.
from Tyler's mom?
Yeah. She's going to be like, God. How can you
she'll
let
reach
like
through
that?
The phone and kill us all?
No, yeah, we're good.
I guess this is a bit late. Warning, there may be content in this you don't want to listen to.
Do not
Please
let your
don't
mom
be offended.
Let's throw that at the beginning of the video, shall we?
What sucks is I got my 10-year-old daughter right here listening to this whole conversation. She's like, it's
half
okay.
The crap she says, I would literally be killed
for. She lives with you.
Hey, do you want to come say hi on podcast real quick? All right, real quick.
Here it comes.
Drink and throw a shadow.
Should be good.
Do any of you like country music?
Hip hop?
No.
Yeah, do you like hip hop?
Speechless.
The mere mention of it has angered a child.
No, she's actually getting to that age, guys, where she's embarrassed. I remember where she would get on here and just like tell you guys you're all dolphin cunts.
Yeah, she would.
You guys remember that a lot, that actually.
I'm telling you, you know.
I like, expected her to say that.
Dude, she's actually grown up.
I did too, actually.
I got her and Lisa out of – I spoil them once in a great while. Trinity and I went and saw the remake of The Phantom of the Opera. Two Sundays ago, which I don't know if you guys have seen the original Phantom of the Opera before they actually retired it. It was really good.
Scooby-Doo Phantom of the Opera.
No, not dude, don't knock Phantom of the Opera, man. There's huge Phantom of the Opera fans out there.
But it's Scooby-Doo.
It is Scooby-Doo. I always like Scooby, but I think Shaggy was more down my line. You know, but if we're going to go that way, Velma. Oh my
god! I'm still just trying to get over the fact that you like.
So hang on.
A play.
I do. I can be very sophisticated. So Trini and I dressed up.
Did they allow alcohol in the theater?
Believe it or not.
You have to sneak it in.
No. They had alcohol in there, but Trinity and I went to a very nice pizza place right next door to the Opera House. And Trinity and I had a very nice lunch. We had a margarita pizza, and I had a Stella, not a chick, a beer. So I had a Stella, and they did allow alcohol in the Opera House, but it was Daddy Daughter Day, so no.
That's what I asked.
They did, but I didn't drink any, so I knew that's where you were going. You know, because I had to drive. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. When Trinity and I spend time together, I'm not going to drink. I want to value that time. I only drink when I'm around the wife. You know what I'm saying? Who fucking doesn't? But we saw it, and I was I liked it a lot, but it was based more on the movie than it was on the original play. But Trinity loved it. She's a wicked Phantom of the Opera fan. So I spoiled her with that, but Luke Bryant's coming to town. Big old country singer. Looks like a faggot, in my opinion. He is dating a very hot chick. Her and my wife are going to see Luke Bryant in another month, so she's quite stoked. She's a very, very big country fan. I'm kind of okay on country, but, you know, I kind of not.
You prefer hip-hop is what you're saying?
I haven't Googled hip-hop yet because I don't want to screw up this recording because I'm running on a Dell. I don't have this, like, liquid-cooled stuff that all you young guys get because I actually have to work for my money and pay bills, and you guys are all living with your moms and dads.
My computer's, like, 6 years old.
You know, I mean.
So is mine.
Well, Will, it takes a you know, Will. Mike, it takes a lot of tin cans to pay for a good computer. You know?
Hey,
so maybe we can get some donations to help Mike so he stops collecting tin cans, you know?
I am absolutely
I will keep collecting them tin cans. You can go die.
You piqued my curiosity. How many cans do you have in your basement?
I lost count.
What? Really?
Is it a profitable business? Like extremely profitable.
I'll tell you after I take them in.
Well, how do you, like, do you just go out on a Saturday night and that's how you spend your Saturday night is running around looking for cans?
No.
Guys,
Sunday night.
I got Mikey, I'm going to go to Mikey's house with a big van with that teardrop window in the back and say, here, little boy, I got tin cans. See if he runs to it like a fucking ice cream truck.
I won't. I could smell you from the house.
Do women get offended if you ask them for their cans?
Wow,
it depends
Tyler.
If you ask them in fancy clothes or torn clothes, because then they just think you're poor if you don't. Wow. And then you smack their ass and run.
Mike, you really have no clue. How many pounds do you think you have? It's what, 20 cents a pound, 22 cents a pound?
I haven't checked
this. Isn't meat. It isn't measured in pounds.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Oh, so they're not like returnables?
Back in the day, we used to call it junking. That's how my dad used to pay our mortgage. We called it scrap metal, junking.
Mm.
And I actually picked up tin cans, and then I got a job. You know what I'm saying? And whatnot. But, yeah, it can be lucrative. I mean, It is Wolfman's.
I have enough. I need a trailer.
Floored by that.
I don't know what to say. Like, is that the trailer that you live in that you haul behind your car? Or?
Yeah, no. Wait, how big of a trailer, actually? Like, is it, you know, like a
three-by-three?
We don't
live there anymore.
We should really stop picking on Mikey. Mikey's a good man. He's.
You guys just picked on people like 20 minutes. I was going to say.
I am. I'm having a sensitive moment. You know, Mikey's a good man. He's, his dad has some issues that I'm not going to bring up. If he wants to bring them up, he can. But Mikey's a...
Y'all don't need to know.
No, you don't need to know. But Mikey's one of those guys who is a very caring, loving person on the inside.
Make me out to be a bitch.
Dude, you're not a bitch. You're not a bitch. But, you know, Mikey's one of these guys who... I'm going to call you, and hopefully not insult you, I'm going to call you like a grandma and grandpa's boy.
I'm already insulted.
You know, a grandma and grandpa's boy. You know, Mikey's one of those kids who really cares for his loved ones, and it if you knew Mikey's story, it'd touch your heart. I'm not gonna get into it. Maybe in a future podcast we will. Right now, it's none of your fucking business. You know,
I will go out on a limb and say that my dad recently went to Columbus to see his cousin, and they're currently he's doing designs for a tattoo because. She has cancer, he has diabetes, and the other, I think, is disabled. So he's doing designs for a tattoo that all three of them are going to get to show strength with one another.
That's cool.
I could go someplace with that, but I'd rather not because this is kind of a touching moment, so I'll stay legit.
Clay, you're a screwed up.
Clay, you've never held back. Just go with it.
I'm not going back because I've already lost what I was going to say. But I really don't want to go there because I'll get so much hate mail. It's like, I'm not even going there, man. I'm just going to shut
You're
going
to get a lot of hate mail.
So you can offend the races, but not everything else?
No, dude. Fuck the races, man. It is what it is. Speaking about races, it's like America. This is where we live. You know, it's...
America.
No, dude.
I've always had
like
this...
We totally live there.
It is. We totally live there.
We totally live there, bro.
And I freaking hate it. You know, it's the land of opportunity as long as you're not white and you weren't born here. Right? Think about it. I mean, you got these Asians moving in, these people with their dots on their head that I like to call Target, you know, and Dot.
You mean Indians?
Indians. Or, yeah,
what?
Them type of people. And they come over here and they just impregnate their wives. And some of them I wouldn't mind touching because some of them are pretty cool. But, as you know, they got that veil over their face so you really can't tell.
So now we're on to Muslims.
Yeah,
okay.
That too.
I think I'm just in all spectrums, man, at this right? Point.
This is going to be a new record.
These guys just impregnate these bitches and they suck up our welfare system.
I think you're talking about Mexicans now.
Now, wetbacks? Yeah. You know, I mean,
it's really hard to keep up with what you're talking.
We have these bastards coming to this country on doors, and I wish I could leave this country on a fucking
it's Cubans.
Plane. You know, I want to go down to where Will is, but Will's on the opposite coast, and I just want to go to the west coast of Florida.
What?
And wait for the first bastard.
On the west coast of Florida.
Do you know how directions work?
East coast of Florida. West.
There you go.
No, yeah, west coast of Florida.
East
That's
coast.
Still on the part of
where
the.
Where are you going?
I want to go to the west. Listen, let me get where I'm going. I want to go to the west coast of Florida. And wait for the first bastard to come over on a door and pay him $50 for that just so I can go where he came from. I want a cigar
Cuba.
Rolled on the thighs of a woman, you know? But in Havana, you get him rolled on thighs of guys. You know what I'm saying?
You want to go there.
I do want to go there. This country is bad, 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 you know? We got this Obama guy. I voted for him the first time. I didn't vote for him the second time.
So this is your fault.
It's
I'm
not
sorry
my
–
dude, it takes
all.
More than one vote.
Shun.
It was all these shun. Welfare cases and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, like I said, dude, this is America. You know, if you're poor and you're an immigrant, you get free shit. If you were born here, go fuck yourself, you know? It's like you guys don't have this where you're at, but I'm that far up east where we have a market basket. But it's been all over the news where they have this grocery store. And it's Market Basket, and they have the CEO, Arthur T. Demoulas, that takes care of his people, and it's family owned business. They own 71 stores. They make freaking billions of dollars every year, and they ousted him because of his cousin wanted sole ownership in the company. And all the associates and the managers are actually rallying outside the stores. There's been no deliveries. There's been no customers going in. Customers will go to Walmart, places like Shaw's, places like Hannaford's, whatever places. And that shows you how far up east I am. And they'll tape their receipts from these places on the market basket windows. And I guess what I'm getting at is you know, very few companies take care of their associates nowadays, you know, where this guy, Arthur T. DeMolis, actually took care of his associates. It was actually a guy who had a heart attack, very not well off. And this president of the company, CEO, whatever he is, he owns the company, so we'll call him CEO or president, actually told this guy to take as much time as he needed to recover with the company for 20 years. And he paid his full salary until the guy was actually cleared to come back to work. In corporate America, you know, that doesn't go that far now. You know, I work for a company who's going bankrupt. They merged with Kmart quite some time. That gives you a hint. And I look at my managers every day, and I'll probably get fired for saying this, but I haven't said where I worked yet, so go fuck yourselves. I look at him every day and I'm like, I wish you were an Arthur T. DeMolis because I'd actually go to bat for you, but all you're doing is fucking, you know, and that's like America, you know. If there were America. More, there were America, welcome to America, you know,
it's America,
you know? Where there's not many companies like that. And it's pretty bad that a company can take care of their people like that, but a president and a Congress and a Senate can't, you know. I had Lisa and I are both registered independents for a reason. I mean, we vote Republican and Democrat if they face our needs. But I had this guy running for Senate knock on my door the other day, and you know, he was asking me if he could have my vote, and I'm like, well, why do I want to give you my vote? You know, and he told me, and I'm like, I'm not of means, you know, I've got some money, but we're not of means. And I explained to him my job situation and whatnot. And he goes, you're the one that we need to vote for. And I'm like, no, I'm not the vote you need. I'm the vote you want, because you're just filling me full of shit right now. You know, so that's what, you know, America and the politicians about is they're like, you know, Obama, hope we can do it. You know, well, you can do it as long as you weren't born here, because the ones that are born here are still getting fucked. Will's going to go to college and he's going to have a student loan debt of $130,000, let's say, with a 6.6% interest rate, and he's going to come out of college as an IT grad, and he's going to work for $30,000 a year in this great United States. You know, how are you going to pay off $130,000 making $30,000 a year when you got a mortgage, you got a family, you got a car payment, and you got food bills, you got utilities? How are you going to do that? And now you have to have insurance, and I got this poor motherfucker Mikey collecting aluminum cans, you know? With no college debt, and he still can't make ends meet. You got Tyler, who's still in school, who has, you know, it's like, what is up with this? You know, it's not good, guys.
Well, yeah, no, I'm not doing, like, IT for my thing. I mean, I'm going to be doing cybersecurity, making six figures, hopefully.
That's
so.
What you say, dude. If you go to China, yeah,
hopefully.
America, dude, no, it's grand, bro.
That's what I said, hopefully, if everything goes to plan.
I mean,
nothing ever goes to plan.
Nothing ever goes to plan.
Yeah, no, I know.
I was going to say,
there's people at McDonald's right now that have college degrees because their college hopes are like, shattered because they live in the wrong area for it, and now they can't pay to move out.
I know a burger flipper that's in this podcast right now.
Yeah, Tyler.
Tyler doesn't work. Tyler flips buns.
I just completely zoned out. What did I miss?
Dude, just keep zoning out.
He doesn't flip buns. He licks windows.
He licks them, dude. He licks them. Do you toast buns, Tyler?
Oh, my gosh.
Tyler, how do you make a Big Mac? This is how you tell the true McDonald's guy.
I don't know.
Michael, how do you make a Big Mac?
Freaking slap a burger between two buns? Then you ask the guy who works at McDonald's. Yeah, there you go.
Will, how do you make a Big Mac?
I don't know.
Come on, buddy.
I mean, you don't know.
Come on, buddy.
I don't make a Wasn't baby. It you, like, 2 years ago that could tell me off the top of your head how to make a sandwich?
Yes.
Who, me? Yes, I did work at McDonald's, and will work at McDonald's.
Yeah, I do work at McDonald's.
McDonald's is a very good company to work for. They actually take care of their people, kind of, unless you're down south.
I heard that they're the only company that promotes, like, from within the company or whatever.
They do. They do. I right out of high school, I was an assistant manager, making 30 grand a year back in 96. And back in 96.
Nam.
Yeah, back in Nam, you know, I was never in Nam. I'm not that fucking old. But, yeah, McDonald's actually takes care of you, and they kind of still do. The hours suck, but the money's good once you get up there. You know, I'm 37. I've had 100 jobs in leaps and hours. I am. I'm 38, but I lied. I took a year off for the podcast. Maybe I get some hot chicks out there that'll say, 37 is better than 38, you know. Not likely. But yeah, so Lisa and I were talking, and I'm searching for a new job so I can have some family time. I got a two-year-old in it. And we were talking, and I was looking on Craigslist. And believe it or not, there's a lot of jobs on Craigslist. And just the state that I'm working at, over 35,000 jobs, believe it or not. So, you know, people could say this American economy is going to shit. The economy is not going to shit. The American people are going to shit.
Hold the phone. Don't they, like, sell people on Craigslist?
They sell people, but they do jobs also. And
like slave people.
They do. They do. Well, I don't know.
Craigslist is Walmart. You can find anything you want.
It is. If you know how to look, Tyler, I know you're on Craigslist promoting yourself, dude. You gotta pay for that extra 12-pack of pencils somehow. You know, but you know, Lisa and I brought this up, and I'm making $14 an hour right now, and I'm looking at a job that pays 12. I'm okay with that. House is paid for. Truck will be paid off soon. You know, I have a 2010 Toyota Tundra. It'll be paid off. And Lisa brought up a good fact that there's plenty of jobs out in the job market, but there's too many people living on welfare and food stamps that like it, and they don't want to work for the $10-$12 an hour. Because and then they won't actually have to work for what they can get, if that makes sense. So if I work for $10-$12 an hour, I'll actually have to pay for my apartment. If I work for $10-$12 an hour, I'll actually have to pay for my food. If I work $10-$12 an hour, I'll have to actually pay for my daycare. And that's kind of what pisses me off, because there's jobs out there. I'm the type of guy, and not knocking you, Will, because I worked there when I was in high school. I will go work at McDonald's for $8.75 an hour to put food on my table for my kids. You know, I'll work for $8.75 an hour to pay for my mortgage. I'll work $8.75 an hour to put gas in my car and make my truck payment. No, it won't be easy, and I'll be a miserable prick. But you got to do what you got to do. You know,
minimum wage here is like $7.25.
It's federal minimum wage where I'm at $7.25 too, and then they say, oh, $7.25 plus experience. Who's going to work and bust their ass for $7.25 in America? And that's what's wrong with this fucking country, is nobody. This is America. Canada has, quote, free health care. They pay 50% of their taxes to health care. Our friend Dom, who will hopefully be on the show at a later point as a guest, and I'm hoping he's hearing this because I'm going to give him props, works as a pizza delivery guy, 40 hours a week, making $10 an hour in Canada. The tips he makes, believe it or not, with tips and what he makes an hour, he pulls in over 40 grand a year in Canada as a pizza delivery boy. I work in retail as a team lead of a warehouse. I barely make that. What's wrong with that picture? Welcome to America.
America.
Obviously.
America.
Don't work for your tips.
You know? Well, you know, you work for your tips, but, I mean, that's Canada. American people, unless, you know, America's full of Jews. They're cheap.
But, Clay, are you also one of those guys who thinks that fast food workers should be paid $15 an hour?
No, I do not think they should be paid $15 an hour.
What about, like, 10?
I think 10 would be good. I think the federal minimum wage and the state minimum wage should be $10 an hour. You got to remember that America hasn't had a minimum wage increase since the recession, or, well, not since the recession. I'm sure I'll get fucking emails on this.
I'm pretty sure the last one was 5 years ago.
No. The federal wage increases haven't been since 1960. If you take – here we are going structured, and I hate structure, but we're going with it. If you take what are – if you take what other countries have increased their minimum wage to, it's done on inflation, okay? So if you take America's minimum wage on inflation, it should be about $12.50 to $14 an hour, minimum wage. However, this is where corporate America comes in, and this is where this country is so fucked, because our unemployment rate goes down, But what they don't understand is that that unemployment rate is based on seasonal help. Seasonal help meaning people that are going through the winter, people that are going through the summer, retail busy times. Will, you know what it is because you're in retail kind of service, fast food, same thing. You see it in the summer and you see it in the winter. Around Christmas, people are going Christmas shopping. They're going to go to McDonald's, fast food, quick and easy. During the summer, people are going to the beach. They're going on vacation, fast food, quick and easy. Same thing in retail wholesale. What that does is it inflates and deflates the unemployment rate. So if you take a person at McDonald's where you can get a number one, which is a Big Mac meal, I think still, for or maybe the quarter pounder. Am I wrong? Still the number one is a Big Mac?
I think it's cheeseburger.
Okay, cheeseburger. So we'll go to the number five is a Big Mac for $5.99. Now, back when I was there, a slice of cheese was 5 cents, the mustard was 5 cents, the ketchup was 5 cents, the bun was 25 cents, and the burger was 50 cents. You already made your money right there because you're already charging $2 for it. Now, you pay Will $12 an hour to make that burger. You've already lost money because now that number five, which is a Big Mac meal at $5.99, goes up to $8.99 or $9.99. Who's going to stop at McDonald's and buy a $9.99 burger? In my opinion, everybody, because now they're making that money. But you have corporate America who says, whoa, 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 whoa. If I have to pay Will $12 an hour to make that burger and charge $9.99, it's cutting into my profit. My shareholders are getting fucked. I can't buy that $40 million home at Biscayne Bay. Like the company guy that I work for, Eddie Lampert, you know, where my company is going bankrupt and the motherfucker just bought a $40 million home in 2012. You know what I'm saying? There you go. You know, that's what is so screwed up about America that you don't hear in these other countries. Canada's not that way. I think it was what? Sweden, Mikey, who this spring wanted to raise their minimum wage to a world high of like, I think it was like $24 an hour, and they voted it down for the same reason, saying, listen, we can't pay $24 an hour because there'll be less jobs. You know, we're not getting tax breaks, and the price of doing business just isn't worth it. And that sucks. I get people got to make money. That's what makes the world go round. You know, but in a country like America where we're supposed to be the end-all, be-all, you know, rich pricks that the that Afghanistan's and Pakistan's and Syria and the Russians think we are, you know, we're the poorest bastards in the world right now. You know, I mean, you throw a fucking Pakistani guy a can of beans, you might as well just throw him $1 million. You know, you throw an American a can of beans, he's like, where's the hot dogs in the bun?
We feel entitled.
You know, we do. We feel entitled, and it sucks. You know, that we have to feel that way. But, you know, it's American. It's the way it is, and it's the way it'll always be, you know. You know, when it sucks to raise a 10-year-old and a 2-year-old in this country and say, listen, you know, nothing's going to be handed out to you unless you want to get knocked up and have 100 babies, and then they'll take care of you, you know. But where's the pride in that, you know? Got a bunch of little fucking raisinettes running around, you know.
Raisinettes. There's another racist one right there.
Well, silent was like, what's raisinettes? What's that? I want one of them. Chocolate covered?
A clay.
Yeah.
Yes, Mike.
Here in Indiana, where I live, minimum, like, you know how you usually have to work 40 hours?
Yes.
They cut that back for full time for us. It's 30 hours.
It is. Oh, fuck. I just said where I was from and I didn't want to. But yeah.
But,
it is for us too. So full time. And that's what's fucked is that our people that we vote into the Senate, into the Congress, into the presidency, into the judicial system won't stand up for us because they let corporate America run the way. Since when was full time 30 hours? My state calls a work day 8 hours. When you work 5 work days, that's 40 hours. Yes. You know, even as a team lead for the company that I work for, I'm not entitled to 40 hours. However, somebody who's been there for over 20 years is because they're grandfathered in. This is America. Full time is 40 hours growing up. It's always been, always has been. But conglomerate America and these companies say, you know what, fuck you, by going 40 hours, you're taking money out of my pocket that I have to pay you for making me rich. We're going back to the slave days. I might just paint me fucking black and put me in a fucking cotton field. You know? Really, you might as well just do that because it's that fucked up in this country. You know? Now, an Asian can come over with five kids and get on welfare right away and get all the help she needs. Somebody like me busting my ass, somebody like Will out of college, somebody like Mikey collecting tin cans, and poor fucking Tyler over here, still in high school, has to bust his ass, scrimp and scrave, to make ends meet. You know, and when Tyler gets out of high school in another, what, 2 years, Tyler? 1 year?
1 year.
1 year. There's going to be that much fewer jobs because he's educated, because the education system's doing really good. I mean, Bush did really something good with No Student Left Behind. He made teachers held accountable, schools held accountable. I think that's awesome. We do need to keep up with China and other foreign countries as far as our education goes, because we are lackluster in that, because we're lazy, fat Americans. Mm-hmm. We are. You can't deny that. But Tyler's not going to have a job when he gets out of high school. He's not. Who's going to hire, especially if we raise the minimum wage to $12 an hour, who's going to hire Tyler with no job experience for $12 an hour? Nobody.
Hey, I'm a smart kid.
You are a smart kid. I'm not knocking you that, but they're still not going to hire you for $12 an hour. They're going to hire you for $7.25.
Because minimum wage, I think, should be for, like, the lower jobs, because that's what they are, lower jobs. They're entry. They're not supposed to be full-blown careers for people.
You know, I mean, that's where I like America. And like Will said earlier, or Michael said earlier, McDonald's hires from within and they promote from within. Mm-hmm. A lot of companies do that. So you can start out entry level. You really can, and you can go a lot of places with a job, with the right job. The issue is that I left the company that I'm working for now 4 years ago. And I went back to him because I really got along with this operations manager who has since left the company. I'm not going to say the name. I really can't say the name, guys. But Tyler,
that's fine.
You guys all know what company I'm talking about. So I went back to them. My last raise was 2 years before I left. Now, there's still some people there that were there well before I left. And there's still some new people coming in. The last raise that anybody got at this company of any meaning was over 5 years ago. So that means anybody that's been with that company for the last 5 years hasn't seen a raise, not even a cost of living raise. Now, when I was growing up and I was working, if you didn't get a raise, you at least got a cost of living. People on Social Security get a cost of living. Why the fuck can't the people earning their money get a cost of living? You know, my dad's on Social Security. He lives with me. I take care of him. He gets a cost of living raise every year on Social Security. Why can't we? You know, think about it. It's pretty sucks. So, you know, Tyler, you can say that, you know, it's entry-level job. It's not going to make a career. You never know what's going to happen to that entry-level job. But somebody like you coming out of high school, I'm not going to pay $12 an hour to do this job when I'm paying somebody with experience the same amount.
Yeah.
You know, but that's America. That's how America works. That's how it's always worked. And that's what sucks about this fucking country.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, I actually called the patent office one day, and I says, I want to patent the American flag on toilet paper. And they said, sir, we don't recommend you do that. I says, what, you don't recommend I wipe my ass with the American flag? I really called the patent office and said that. And the lady got really pissed at me. But think about it. I mean,
that's just patriotism. I mean,
it is. You know, why?
But then you have people burning flags, and they're like, oh, yeah, that's cool.
Right.
You know.
Would you rather have wipe my ass with it, or would you rather have me burn it? I mean, pick your poison. You know, I mean,
you're retarded, though.
I am retarded, but I actually called the patent office and that's what I wanted to do. And the lady says, I highly recommend you don't do that. So, you know, I could have been a millionaire. I mean, think about it. How many camel jockeys would be buying that toilet paper right now? You know, mm-hmm. You know, why squeeze with the Charmin when you can squeeze the flag?
Sell that in American hating countries. You would make some
money.
I'm
telling you, I'd make some bank. You know, Russia would be buying that up like a motherfucker right now. Mm-hmm. You know, Putin and Obama. You know, it's like the North and South. I mean, who's going to win that battle? You know, we got to mind our own business. It's like, what the fuck? We're fighting Russia. You're really going to argue with Russia? Do you think, really? Argue with Russia? That's like, I can't fathom that.
Argue as long as you want. China will eventually own us.
China will. We owe China a lot of money.
What are we, like $17 trillion in debt?
$17 trillion. And it keeps climbing. You know, as long as we keep fighting wars that on our business, you know, being the world police, we're screwed. You know, we're might as well just succeed.
We're screwed anyways.
Why Whispering Mikey?
Because even if we were to pull everything out, we would take a large debt for pulling everyone back. And that our debt would still keep going up because we have no means of paying it back.
We have no means at all. They're actually cutting the military, upper-ranking officials. That was in the paper last week or the week before, where they're actually giving early outs to lieutenants, generals, captains, anybody of seniority. They're cutting our military. Why are you cutting our military? Really? That's, you know, I mean, we're you're letting the world know that we're cutting our military? That's like, hey, guys, you know, I'm selling all my guns. Come and rob me. You know, why do you want to publicize that? It's pretty fucked, you know?
On that note about guns, fun little, like, law up here. I cannot injure someone in my house. I can't hit them. I can't stop them.
No, they'll sue your ass.
But I can kill them. And I'm protected by the law.
Yes, you are.
What?
That's dumb.
Yeah, pretty funny.
You know, we really don't like it when you kill people, but if you kill them in your house, it's okay.
It is.
I don't know. Up here, you could, you know, go to jail if somebody breaks in your house and robs you. And you kill them, oh, you're going to jail.
Well, you can, you know, and I'm going to go back to Will, because Will's in Florida. I'm not going to say what part of Florida, but Will's in Florida. And we all remember the Fiat. No, not that kind of beer trend. No, look on the second shelf. Back in Florida when they had, what, Edwards and Bush or Edwards and McCain, they had that fuck-up down in Dayton County or wherever it is with the Chads, you know. Florida fucks up everything for the United States, you know. They really do. They have that stand your ground law where that poor little guy eating Skittles got shot by this big old Mexican, you know. Will, what case was that?
Andrew Zimmerman.
Versus that little black kid, the raisinette.
Trayvon Martin.
You know,
I just remember his name because there was a big thing that took off. Yeah, Trayvon.
You told me about that.
Yeah, I remember his name from that.
You know, that's Florida for you. You know, Florida fucks up everything. You know,
Texas, you can kill someone trying to break into your car.
Yeah.
Because it's an extension of your home.
Texas is just a whole other world.
Texas might as well just be like, I don't know. Texas is like, you know, I don't know. I don't think Texas ever really succeeded for Mexico because they act like a bunch of Mexicans down there. I mean, I don't mean that in a bad way, but they're all for themselves. You know, I mean, if the whole country was like Texas, holy shit. You know, this would be an awesome place to live.
I was going to say, I'd rather everywhere be like Texas simply because it's you're more free to protect your rights.
Well, you gotta,
as a person,
I've been down to Texas, and when I was at Lackland Air Force Base, and Texas isn't pretty, but Texas is a state where you really don't want to mess with people, you know, because they all carry down there and they will fuck you up. I mean, you see a 5-year-old walking. You know, he's got his little shit kickers on and his Carhartts and his suspenders and whatnot. And you're afraid that little bastard's going to pull out a .357 just for you looking at him wrong down there. You know, it's that bad, you know. But it's meaning that bad, meaning that good, is that, you know, Texas is one of those states where they're like, hey, don't come down here and mess with us because we don't deal with this shit. It's just like Arizona, you know, dealing with the Border Patrol and all the Mexicans coming over. You know, I mean, Arizona and Mexico – In Texas, you know, they're one and the same. They're just like, hey, you know, we're done. You know, if the government's not going to stand up for us, we'll stand up for ourselves. This is ridiculous, you know. And the more you look at it, the more north it's moving, the more west and east it's moving, which I think is good. You know, I mean, the separation of church and state, separation of the federal government and state is, you know, we're not the United States. We're the divided states because so many states have, you know, there's no uniformity at all. You know, you can get married in California, but your marriage is no good in Maine. Well, they can fuck a pig in Maine and marry a goat, but you can't marry a fag? You know, I just hit every fucking racial aspect. I'm so proud of myself. I just broke a record, you know?
I haven't hit the Asians yet.
Oh, dude, don't mess with the slanted eyes. Fly the ice, you prick.
What?
Yeah. And there it was.
And,
there you have it, folks.
You know, it's one of those things where, And that's, you know, who gives a shit if a guy wants to marry a guy? I don't care. I really don't. You know, I'm not a religious person. I didn't get married in a church. I refuse to get married in a church for that reason. Love is love. If Will wants to marry Tyler, Will
that's a big old nope right there.
Oh, no, Will can marry Tyler.
Hey, if
care.
I were gay, I could do a lot better than Tyler.
Yeah, I know, you could do Mikey.
It's the example.
You know,
I can do better than him.
You know, I mean, I got a hot wife over there almost naked, and I'm on here with you guys, you know, so I can do better than all that, but, you know. It's one of those things where just America is instead of being united, it's not united. It's divided, you know. What happened to love and peace? I don't care if two guys are going down the street holding hands. I don't want to see it because it grosses me out. But I can see two women kissing, and I'm fine with it. That's
the double standard.
Dude, that's the double standard. You know what I mean? You see a white guy and a black guy holding hands going down the street, and what are you thinking? Holy shit. You know what I'm saying? You don't see it. But you see a white chick and a black chick walking down the street, and it's like, damn, I want to see that. That's what's, you know, it's fucked in this it's just not right.
On that note, just, it's fine if they want to walk down the street. I can tolerate seeing it and stuff. Just don't deny them their right to do it.
No, don't deny the right. Let them do it. You know, I mean, whether they want to do it in public or not, let them do it. You know, I mean.
As long as they're not, like, butt fucking each other on their car in the middle of the street, I'm fine with it.
You sure you're fine with that?
I said, as long as they're not.
Oh, okay. I misheard that, sir. I was like, whoa, Mikey, is there something you want to tell us that I don't know about? What's going on down in that basement again?
Will, I already said that.
Will, you're in Mikey's basement?
No.
He doesn't realize he is yet.
Whatever do you mean?
Oh, yeah, it sucks. You know, I feel bad for, you know, I mean, we got Tyler. Doesn't even have his driver's license yet, and then us three who do, and it's pretty fucked up for the next generation. You know, I mean, I'm just glad that they're going to grow up, you know, and hopefully be a liberal generation where, I mean, yeah, you know what I'm saying, Mikey. You know, I mean, Trin and I are going down the beach, and she's like, whoa, Dad, look at them tits. And I'm like, yeah, daughter, good job. Thanks for pointing them out. I would have missed them.
You know? And then she can't even get on here and talk to us?
No, but... You know how she is. She's that age. I'm getting dirty looks from her now, and I just got the bird. Oh, I got two birds now. Yeah. You know what happens? Yeah. You know what comes out of the bird's ass? Shit.
What?
So yeah, you shit on yourself, kid.
What?
Yeah.
Don't question it. Play logic.
Just play logic.
Yeah, come
play
back,
logic.
Kid.
So.
Talking to an 8-year-old or
I know. What? 8? 10. I'll give you 10. I'll give you 10.
It's been a while.
It has been. You know, I don't think
she's been cussing at us for that long.
I know, huh? Mm-hmm. Imagine that. Yep, 10 years. Oh, she's been cussing at Will for 6. So she was 4. The first words out of her mouth were dolphin cunt. I remember that clear as day. But it's unbelievable. Have we got anything else to talk about, guys? I mean, I think we're doing pretty good.
We've been going at this for an hour and 40 minutes.
We have, sir. All right, guys. So while we talk about this, I just want to thank you guys in advance for listening to us. Check us out at jestersandjerks.com. We're on Twitter. Once again, you can find all our Twitters on our contact page at jestersandjerks.com. We look forward to your feedback, any suggestions. Please listen to the show. We are on Podbean, and we will be on iTunes. iTunes has this thing where they actually have to authorize it before they can put it on, so we'll be on there under Jesse Jerks.
I don't think they're gonna let it.
No, they're not gonna let
this on. Said.
Oh, they'll let us because you can do it has filters, so you can put like unfiltered.
We should make a duck sound every time Clay makes a racist remark or a customer.
They'll never hear anything you say.
Half the time it'd be quack.
It'll be like the Austin Powers.
Get that
or, Doc Rebel
get that Affleck.
On the,
you know.
Affleck. That's all it'd be like for Clay.
Bro, Affleck.
That's great. All right, man. We'll have a we'll see how this podcast goes, and hopefully we'll have another one. Guys, give us your feedback. Let us know how we did tonight. This is new to us.
questions, yep. comments, remarks, gripes, griefs, rashes, you can't explain.
Anything, man. Eat a cell. Chew a cell.
Any hate mail to Clay or Tyler, go for it.
Yeah, me. Definitely, definitely. Hit us up on our website. It's new. We're all new to this. Just four guys chilling. You know, I've never met these guys. They've never met me, but these guys are my family and I'm their family. It's one of these awesome things that America has to offer. It's the only good thing I got to say about this country. They got people like Phil and Mike and Tyler. And we'll have some more of our friends on, but give us some good feedback, guys. Keep us going. All right.
Thanks, everybody.
You guys have anything you want to say?
Thank you. Motto of the day, take a damn joke.
Take a damn joke. That works. Will.
There you go. Nope, I'm happy.
All right, yeah. Awesome. I'm going to plug my wife's website. She helped pay for this for the website. It's on there under sponsor. She is our only sponsor. I like that. I get a little bit more than these guys do for her being up there, believe it or not. Hey, baby, I'll put you on the website if you give me a little something-something. And she's like, yeah, I got some pretty good stuff the first week. But other than that, guys, this is Jesters and Jerks, and we're out of here.